Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, October 17, 2018. Looking out for the call of the public, I see no one else is here. The roll call is as follows. Stanley Stern is present. Denise Lowe is present. Fred Miller is present. Kathy Stauman is present. Will Nathan is not here, is absent. Gary Gibson is present, and Rob Page is present. Douglas Dunn is excused from the meeting today as he's hanging his signs downtown.
You called it too soon, my friend.
Will Nathan has now entered the room. The approval of the minutes of our September 19th meeting, I look for a motion for approval of those minutes.
So moved.
For a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm now going to move to discussion two, which is the possible area sector analysis process. Over the period between our last meeting and this meeting, NINA has sent to you several things. One of them was a questionnaire that was used in Wilcox, I believe, Mark, as well.
It is used
everywhere. It's tied to your system. As well as additional information. And then yesterday we sent out, I asked Mark to give us some history of where this process had been used in other cities and what were the results. And that I communicated to you through 90 yesterday when he had three examples. I'd like to first open this up for a real discussion about, is this something we want to do? The cost of this analysis is somewhere between $3,500 and $4,000. That is within the economic development budget. I've talked to the mayor about this, and so he understands that this is something that we might undertake, and I've communicated to the city manager. I'd like to get your reaction to what we heard from the presentation, and then I'm going to really ask Mark and Larry to answer questions as we go. As we go through this and discuss whether we want to undertake this project. This is, we tailored it back. It's a 5-month project now, you think, Mark?
Yeah.
The first phase?
Yeah.
And then the second phase, Larry, is about 2 months?
Yeah.
Two to 3 months. Okay. Let me first ask your ideas. Do you all get a chance to read some of this by any chance? Read the questionnaire and those things. What do you think, Kathy?
I guess I have a question for Mark, I think. Sure. The survey, number one, some of the questions and the way that you score them, do you think that those are a little challenging for some people? I mean, I don't mean to be... I just think it's kind of complex to decide whether a merchant, you know, moving into a new building is more important than a merchant spending money in the, you know, it's like there's some convoluted thought in some of these questions.
Well, first off, the survey is not meant to be a general public survey.
Okay.
It's meant to be targeted to economic interest in the community.
Okay.
So the target of the survey is hopefully a little more sophisticated in terms of being business owners or industry folks, or economic development folks. Secondly, the survey was structured in a way that provides data to the model.
Right.
So I realize that the survey is an either or kind of thing, mm-hmm. and it's structured specifically that way to feed into the model that you can then use to match up with the data that the industries require for moving into the community. So I didn't have any of your
questions. I didn't think you did. I just thought you probably knew how people did with them because I had to really sit and think about the first one, and then I kind of got it. I was picturing the community trying to answer these, and some of them I think they would just, you know, kind of
the first 12.
the other question I had is once it goes through the model mm-hmm. and. What kind of, I read some of the stuff that you got from Wilcox, and what do you get any hardcore, like one or two sentence recommendations, or is it all?
I don't know if you saw the mid Wilcox report, which showed a lot of tables and dots.
Yes.
Okay. There's a final.
was it there?
Yeah, there was two documents.
Two documents.
I think that was the second one.
Was it lengthy though?
In the first, the first report that comes out after we run the model is pretty lengthy, you know, a lot of tables and dots, and this is how questions were answered.
It was like 42 or...
Yeah.
And on the Wilcox, there was a thing of 24 different industries that had come out of that, and so we just wanted to show what their rankings were, what the criteria really came out on versus some of the other industries and things like that.
So...
But the final report really narrows it down, and that final report is really largely based on the actions of the steering committee in Wilcox, honing in on two or three specific target industries and businesses, because as my colleague Don Paulette from Utah likes to say, you don't want to have a whole list of 24 to 50 different industries and not have any idea which ones you're going to pursue. So there's a kind of consensus building process among the steering committee folks to narrow it down to the one that they want to go for.
The only other thing I can say is, you know, we've done other things like the ULI thing, and we haven't really done anything they recommended. We haven't pursued, you know, I went back and looked at that today because...
Sure.
I don't, you know, we've got the charrettes and all of this stuff, and so we're not going to really use it.
I'd like to defend charrettes for a minute, because I was on the expert panel for San Jose charrette, and I'm also on the Planning and Zoning Commission and have been for the last 14 years. And we were doing...
So sorry.
Well, as somebody who participated in the San Jose charrette for the entire week as part of the expert panel, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to just end up on the shelf. So I made some motions to make sure that it got incorporated into the city's zoning regulations, so that any new business that wants to open up in San Jose has to apply those guidelines and principles. Like if somebody came in with a master plan community or a subdivision or something like that to that here in San Jose, they would have to apply the principles and recommendations of the charrette. So they are being...
One kind of...
The old penny one, I don't think it tanked. I wouldn't say that it tanked. It's been used by the Planning and Zoning Commission. In fact, we used it in the Planning and Zoning Commission to evaluate the rezoning request at the convention center. We used the charrette from the old ISB. We looked at the recommended policies and designs, and we applied it under the commission to that request, and use it as part of our justification for the rezoning.
Carrie, what do you think?
I'm clearly not an economic development person. It took me a while to figure out the repetitive things in here. It was kind of like trick questions. And you get a page of things zigzagging across the you know, so first on the right and then on the left. And I'm kind of wondering, was that to hone people's answers or just to find answers that don't work?
It's both. It's meant to provide, to rank, actually, what are the priorities of the community. In the end, you say, okay, this is a priority now let's weigh this priority against this one. Now where does it fall? So the way the model is built, it ends up ranking what the priorities are from the economic development agency.
Because I think
that ranking is used against the ranking of criteria of the community.
Because it was really interesting, because I was kind of looking at some of these and going, well, wastewater is a big issue currently. Mm-hmm. Are people going to be circling that as a current issue rather than water pollution or toxic chemicals or something like that? Do you have any questions as you either or kind of as you go down it? But it seems to me that it's going to probably, for someone like me who's not economic development, I'm a museum director, you have to sit down one-on-one and explain to people how it works. And it's going to be time consuming to do this, and I'm willing to do some of that. Because my feeling on this is we've started a bunch of things, and a couple of things we have started, like the senior living housing, the trails project, the Bisbee research project using the impacted lands for sustainable and kind of contemporary mining. Test and development, all of that tied in a lot with Interlaces Freeport. And Freeport's put its priority now on the Queen Mine Foundation, and all of that has fallen to the wayside. So my feeling is those are three great projects that are not going anywhere for a couple of years until the foundation's set up. So if we don't find a purpose in doing something like this to help the community, I would suggest that this disbands for a while. But it's gotta be, just looking at these things and trying for me to figure it out, I think it's gonna take a lot of time. And if our people on this committee and people we can pull in gonna be able to give that time. And that's just to start it. I don't know what's gonna happen.
You had 148 responses in Wilcox. Because I have the same concerns Kathy and Carrie have raised. Did people find it confusing? Did it work out fairly easily?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, something like this?
I have a few questions on it. I agree with what you guys are raising. My first question is, who takes a survey? Is it a random sample of the population? Is it a random sample of business owners?
It's not a random sample at all. There's no statistical validity applied to it. It's just to try to gather as much input about the desires of the community based on the economic development interest in that. So it's not a random survey of the public. As I said at the beginning of this, that it's really structured toward the target is the economic development interest. So that could be business owners, Freeport, folks in Freeport. You guys should fill out the survey. It's not meant to be statistically valid.
Well,
it's meant to provide input to the model.
I love surveys like this. I was a math econ major, so I think it's a really effective way of sifting through opinion, and I think that there's a lot of industries that would do well out here. My concern is around what happens after the results are found, who takes that and runs with it, what kind of impact, what kind of specific outreach is it to these groups, and kind of a bigger picture of, if we're going to look into other industries. But right now, Bisbee is heavily tourism focused, and these are industrial. A lot of these are industrial focused. And the question is, are these industries, because of the remoteness, going to want to come here? And if they do, how will we entice them more than just saying, hey, this would be a great idea for you to come here? Because then it ties into kind of a lot of other moving parts.
Industry survey that we had that our group has sent out to 2,600 of an industry, tourism is an industry. Mm-hmm. And in those case studies that Stan distributed or the Bank distributed, you could see where tourism was one of the ones that was kind of reinforced for the community of Toria there in Utah, southern Utah. I mean, it already had some tourism going on, but I think that the process of identifying that is something the community really wanted to do as a whole, really helping enforce some of the policy and let them go forth on expanding. The one thing about this is it doesn't always identify brand new businesses and industries to come in. It could help validate the expansion of existing industries like tourism did. Mm-hmm. The Wilcox example, it helps validate the wine industry up there and what some of the secondary industries are. But there's a lot of breakdown in these industries. It's based on the makes system, the North American industrial coding system. And so you have a classification of these industries that start out really, really broad. And Larry can probably explain this a lot better than I can. But the more digits you add to it, then the more refined you get in terms of the specific kind of industry you're talking about. We work at the four-digit makes code level, which is fairly specific, but doesn't get into the specificity that a six-digit code would do.
That would be, a four-digit would be an agricultural industry, for example.
Right.
If you go to six, it would be, depending on the numbers, it could be corn.
Corn, yeah. I think it's interesting. Yeah. I think doing this is very fascinating. It'll be an interesting exercise to understand what works out here. The question for me is, one, is that where this group wants to go? Because we're all business owners and involved in down in Old Bisbee, and a lot of these things would be, let's go build factory somewhere out in, wherever. So that's just one question, is this the right group to do it? And two is just more than just something interesting, I feel like is important if we're going to undertake it. It's a lot of work to get people to understand it and to take the survey.
Well, that's what Larry's here to talk about, how you take the results and run them.
I could see though, like with tourism, it is, I think, a major driver in Bisbee, but it's not a consistently considered as such. It's, this might help bring communities together rather than how we're really apart on that kind of thing now. And people will say, well, look at the sales at Safeway. Well, who shops there? It's not just the people in San Jose. And maybe this kind of can help the perceptions of industries that we have that perhaps we could strengthen, and looking at potentials of maybe veering off and diversifying a bit more. The only thing wrong I see with tourism as an industry is, for the most part, it's very locate. And it's not a, unless you're an owner, it's not a very challenging career.
It's not scalable. No,
that's right.
It's one-to-one, one person, one new business. I think that my other concern is, earlier this year, we looked at the responses of what do people think Bisbee is known for, and we got back some very interesting feedback from that wasn't really very actionable in a lot of cases. So that's another concern with more feedback and surveys.
But the results, you know, I mean, again, when we did a low-cost, the modeling can spit out 24, 25, up to, you know, whatever number of industries that come out of the model as both desirable by the community and compatible. So it's going to be up to the steering committee with all the experiences, collective experiences that you have, to narrow that down. So tourism may come out, I would bet $100 that tourism is going to come out as one of those ones based on people filling out the survey.
I think we'd have to be really careful to make sure that that's not the only
audience
that is involved in this.
No. So this committee, I see its function as like saying, okay, well, we've got tourism handled. We've got a handle on tourism because we might be maxed out that way, or there might be some room for growth. But the industries that we really want to focus on are these other ones that came out as a result of the model. And that's going to be up to this committee to decide which one of those are.
I want to look at
tourism
potential in linking with, what do you call it, people moving.
I think it's important as we discuss this, to remember that part of this is the tricky part. Once the reports come out, once this committee says these are the three or four or two, whatever it is, target industries, then Larry's idea is to bring in a consultant funded by an outside source to work with the committee to develop entree into those businesses and to sell and promote Bisbee, Arizona as a location for those businesses. So that answers the second part of your your question. It's a two-part project undertaken. Obviously, the funding of it is speculative. I mean, we wouldn't know until we actually got it.
Is there a range for the second part of the price?
About $35,000.
Got it. Okay, I remember that number.
Yeah.
Actually, the study itself is about $16,000.
Right. Right.
The two grants that got Grand Green also included some implementation to take it to the
35. They actually work hand in glove with it. Because studies. I worry about studies that they gather dust. I really do. Fred, what do you think?
I have quite a few reservations about it. The survey itself, the energy it takes for this committee to go out and do the survey to people, the results of the survey, if Wilcox is any example, was a very almost inclusive list of 20, 25 different industries and stuff, and they're on three day, and they're right there. So we're not going to have any of that kind of stuff, or very little of that kind of stuff. But my major concern is the second part of the proposal and the implementation with the consultant and who's going to do it. I mean, one of the problems that we've had with economic development is follow through. We just haven't been able to, people have identified all kinds of things that we could do. We've tried to do some of them, but the one thing that we couldn't do is we couldn't even generate the money to go up to Phoenix and make a pitch to small startups to come down to Bisbee because it's, you know, cheaper rent and labor and all that stuff. So that's my real major concern, is that kind of implementation stuff. Because then, not only we, but I mean, historically, there's been really bad implementation of any kind of proposals that have come up down the line that people have mentioned. The plus side of this is, and I did a little research on opportunity zones that I mentioned last meeting, and Bisbee, except for Old Bisbee, is almost entirely in Bisbee and San Jose, Old Bisbee and San Jose are not in opportunity zones. Warren, the airport, down to Naco, Turquoise Valley, that's all opportunity zones, all the way from Lowell east to Douglas, except the part of the city, that's all opportunity zones all along the border and stuff. So there is that kind of stuff. Those are potential investments. I did a little research.
The opportunity zones, case people forgot, allow for 39% tax credits for 20% of the project.
And yeah, I mean, basically, they use an example over a 10-year period. Somebody invests $100 and they do what they say, they'll come out with $176. So it's 75% return over 10 years, which is really substantial. So that's a real plus for parts of Disney. But I just fear we just don't have the people power to go after some of this stuff. My own feeling is that the committee and we should concentrate more on tourism and bumping up our tourism. That's right now it's about 55, 58, 60% of our economy is tourism. So, and then take advantage of opportunities as they come along. That's my concern.
Rob, what do you think? Denise, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I felt like the questions were, like everyone else was saying, a little confusing, or it took some thought to really answer them. And then, again, like what everyone else was saying, what do we do once we get all that information? It's like, how do we be proactive and, you know, bring those industries through? That's another real big question of mine that I don't see it ever happening.
I look at this and my concerns are nearby anybody. The question are we can deal with. I mean, that's doable. But my real concern was, one, it's speculation that we could get the second part of this, which is important. And it's also incredibly important that even if you had the second part, that you had someone outside of a committee of business people who are concentrating on making money in their own businesses to follow up and really pursue this type of effort. And this takes real work. I mean, this is not putting up a sign, we're open for business. We really have to go out and really meet with people, whatever the four or five or three areas of concern. And then I come down to the point, we're using taxpayer money here. Is this the best way to promote Bisbee using this type of survey? When I read the results that they sent you, Mark, I wasn't overwhelmed. I mean, I'm glad someone made 24,000 pies. I think that's wonderful. But the facts of the matter are that I looked at this and thought, this is a wonderful academic exercise, but are we really going to get meat and potatoes out of it? And that's something I worry about based on my background as a banker. what do we come away with this? And when we use taxpayer money, is this really going to benefit our city? So, and I think would imagine other communities have the same wrestling points. Very concerned.
Well, Larry just met with the Grand County and Green County just about two weeks ago, for their first steering committees, respective steering committee. You want to tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, and my thought is that the comments that I've heard is really approaching this, and that is to consider the implementation aspect of this before you embark on the actual process itself. And that was the challenge in Grand County mechanics as well. And fortunately, in both of those communities, both those counties, in Grand County, they have an economic development manager that will be charged with implementing whatever the results are, whatever the strategies are. There'll be some funding. And I have no preconceptions on what those strategies would be. I think they relate to infrastructure development, industry outreach, workforce development, that kind of thing. And in Grand County, they have an accountable corporation that is committed.
There's a major industry up in that neighborhood.
It's committed to hire an economic development manager to move the strategy forward once it's developed. And I think that's critical. And that's what you're struggling with here.
Well, the reason they're doing it out there is because that major industry, they realize they can't hedge all of their future on just mining.
No, but it's also what that industry brings with it, when they bring families with them.
Sure.
You have all the support services. I mean, you go back and look at Bisbee and the heyday of the mines, and you look at it today, there's nothing other than the architecture that unites the two, and memories. And memories don't pay bills.
But what I'm saying is the reason they wanted to do this particular study is because they wanted to see what other industries besides that they've already got going on up there in a boom and bust kind of economy could they pursue.
And frankly,
we have a boom economy up there.
Sure did.
But the mine has put both communities on notice that they're not going to be there forever. The door of vein will someday is diminishing. And technology is improving, and so employment levels will decrease in both communities. And so the mine, the Freeport is actually very interested in trying to help the community diversify so that they have other industry sectors that they can attract that aren't just always mining related or cotton related.
That's decades,
but
they're decades.
A reserve up there. You're right. The more I look at it, and I really gave thought to it, and as you can tell, everyone in this committee read the things. This is a true working committee, and I think we've come around with the same concern of making it happen. I mean, we've lived through various reports on our community. I mean, when we brought ULI in, I mean, that was a pretty high-level thing. And we did some of it. We didn't do all of it, as Kathy pointed out in her comments. I'm just concerned that this could take up 6 months of committee time and result in three or four industries being laid out and no way to pursue. And then, in terms of our community, we've spent community money. We got this list of companies or industries. And we had no way to follow up and no way to pursue. And I can't do it on the come that Freeport is going to be the mother and hand us a check. I can't work that way. Too many years as a banker. So that's my concern. So we know what we need to do is there a motion to adopt this analysis process?
Can I say one thing before we
Absolutely.
I was really impressed with the ULI report, and I don't see why we can't go back to that. And it's kind of like a custom-made, you know, here's some suggestions for Bisbee. And what it's basically doing is going from this discussion to perhaps try to implement some of those suggestions without going through the survey. I mean, society's data-driven now in a lot of ways, except me. And I can understand it, but I think we're all at that crux where there's, what, six of us here that work? And we can't carry it by ourselves. And I think the Kimber Lanning survey, I thought, was a little bit unfortunate because there was so much potential there, but the way it got so broad scattershot that it took everything to try and bring back to at least one discussion point, which is the next agenda item, that we all kind of got a little bit wary.
I think that this ought to be proposed to either this committee or if there's an economic development director in 2 years. I think this might be, hopefully, it will be in a place in 2 years, 2 to 3 years, can attain something like this and have a policy. But I just don't see it now. Which, yeah, I mean, it comes with the territory. But that's what I think. I think it's premature. But I do like the process because I like David too.
I know. If I could just throw in my two cents, you know, I've been here in Disney, and I know there's no dearth of ideas to pursue. I mean, we've got the Science Center that's starting up here. We've got the feasibility report from Gallagher and Gallagher that sort of for the Queen Mine Tour. We've got the ULI study, we've got two shreds. I mean, I know, having lived here for 21 years, I know there's a lot of information, and this would just add another pile. You're not hurting my feelings whatsoever if you're not pursuing it right now. And we've got plenty to do. We're getting ready to launch it in Douglas. We've just launched it in Grand and Greenlee counties, and we're looking to launch it in some other areas in central Arizona and maybe in Pima. So,
from my standpoint, I agree with you. I think the concept is sound. The timing is important.
And I agree too. After hearing your comments and input, I agree with you all too. So you're not hurting my feelings.
Nobody wants
to. I'll be from the zoning
department. I mean, none of us.
We can go yell at each other on the
chair. Anybody can be right at 9. And I don't want to feel it was a waste of time coming here because I think that was considered it. I do like the approach. And maybe structure it a little bit for a bigger city than this big. Pretty small. Although I know Wilcox is small.
The location of Wilcox has a lot to do.
I think it's something that we're aware of now. Mm-hmm. Number one, and that's good. Number two, there are discussions wanting economic development in our community. We've looked at it now for 4 years. It is very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And without significant resources, Mark, I made my living buying and selling banks. I mean, I've involved in this kind of stuff. And I know how much time it takes and how much money it takes to bring in other groups. So what I think we will do is say, we're grateful that you brought this to us because it showed us an opportunity. This probably is just not the time for that opportunity. And because this committee is aware of it, it may decide to say, Mark, we need to talk about this again.
Sure.
Okay. Is that a fair way to summarize where we are, guys? I don't think
we need to. I'll submit that as a motion.
We don't need a motion.
I don't think we need a motion. Okay. I think we, all right, Larry, you see where we are, too?
Absolutely, I'm comfortable with that. And I think it's a wise decision. To engage a study and then not do anything with them.
It's just
six subsequent studies, people are skeptical of doing
this. Well, we have a long history of doing that. And we have general plans and all of that that sit on shelves and.
You know.
That's been my 25 years experience too, it's just like, do it and it's in a red light or somewhere in that.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Are you guys on the clock?
No.
We're more than welcome to stay.
Did it.
I want to move on to the next item, which is discussion and possible action regarding a listening session with the mayor. Rob?
So, we talked about this, is there any agenda that any of us might have going into this, or we try to the mayor to be sort of sound with the business meeting? That's kind of what I'm.
One of our agendas is to see if we can't get an organization in the city that speaks for the business community and also is proactive. One of the things that I've learned a lot sitting on this committee, because as you all know, I did not do my business here.
That's where you end up when you fail too many.
Why too many?
The situation is that I don't get the feeling that the business is supportive of each other.
Right, and that's I think that's why I was kind of wanting to sense of what everybody here wanted to hear from the mayor of wanting the agenda for that meeting to be. So we want to meet with the mayor. We want to meet with the mayor to meet with the community.
With the business community.
I'm willing to host that meeting and to share that meeting. I just want to get some guidance on.
I think we had a lot of discussion meeting after meeting after meeting based on that scattershot survey.
Yeah.
That came to a lack of cohesiveness in bringing a message and a lack of listening because the message wasn't cohesive.
Right.
And so it was really to take all the different Kimberly and survey stuff and bring it into the one. There's lack of cohesiveness all over the place. But just like the business voice.
Okay. So we're leaving this committee. We're going to
yes.
the community. We're getting feedback from the community.
And how, what are your ideas?
What if they want something? I mean, a bit more focus on how we want the meeting to go so that the mayor is not just, you know, what's going to happen is the business community is just going to bombard them with ideas.
Well, then, I mean, yeah, the original idea was to have the mayor come to a meeting with business owners and listen to their concerns. The range of concerns, of all the criticisms and the ideas and the whole range of stuff, of business people throughout Disney, not just in Old Disney, particularly not just in Old Disney. That was the kind of original.
But that was yes. kind of the first half, because you do have to bring it back to, okay, you've gotten it all off your chest. Now, what do you, as a business community, what are some suggestions that you have?
I mean, more to the point, do we want to get feedback on whether or not they feel there is the chamber or first chapter? Is that what you'd like to get out of this?
I would love to see coming out of this, if I have my wish of all wishes, a way that the business community would work with Local First Arizona. I think that group offers some opportunities that could be helpful. I think my feeling is that the chamber, as we discussed, is my 30 years in this town tells me that the chamber was active in my first part of my time and then began to just.
Well, again,
there are
a lot of discussions that was meeting to meet, and that's kind of a model that's not working well. And to bring that back doesn't ensure success. In fact, it might be a huge hindrance. But what would people in the business community, what would they feel that they could step up and do? We can't just have this discussion with six people at this table and what to do. I mean, everybody kept backing away from, well, wait a minute, what about this, that, and the other? But it's really, okay, business community, here's an opportunity to share your ideas, plus or minus, negative or positive, but also come to the table and maybe through discussion, what would result in bringing a cohesiveness to that voice. And I wouldn't necessarily say Chamber of Commerce or Board of Zoning first, but if it gets to that point where someone's suggesting it, then try and pin it down.
I think you have to go through a process. I don't think you can get to the either ors, as Terry's just pointed out. I think you have to go through a process. You have to see if they're even interested.
If they show up.
Number one, if they show up.
You really have to take some food and alcohol. Just saying. Or mingling.
I thought about this is that many business people, I think, that are outside of Bisbee have expressed to me over the years that they don't matter and they're being captain about Bisbee. I'm not sure we'd be better to hold meeting in one, which is kind of a neutral area in between.
Boys and Girls Club.
So I was thinking the Boys and Girls Club is one possibility, one of the churches. But that's all I think is going to happen.
You do a job for meeting at City Hall.
I mean, that is a job. I realize that you can't mention that you were willing to host it graciously.
Well,
because that's so much shopping space. Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
I actually think that's a good idea to bring it up once. I'm kind of getting a little jaded with hearing, well, everything is all Bisbee. And it's sort of like, well, wait a minute, back up one second. It's people up there that are doing it, not that someone's doing it for us.
I always say the same thing. Well, what are you doing in Warren or San Jose? The business community just happens to be all Bisbee.
The tourism related business community.
Yes. If you look at the 12 people that are on the business.
It's like after Grassley Park, I had a bunch of people from San Jose going to me, saying, well, what are you going to build us a park? And it's like, well, I can give you all the information that I use, I can give you instructions and all that. But I think we need to bring it out.
I wonder whether Copper Queen Hospital has a space for you.
Not big enough.
If we did it on WP has let people use their area before, and they're not open 7 days.
You may have nailed it.
It's not
pretty. The Rotary Club is meeting there now.
San Jose Lodge?
No, this is a double P resident has a room.
Yeah.
About what, 30 or 40 people? I remember when I had that general speak, we had a fill up. It was about 40 or 40 people. That would hold it. There's a bar there. People could get libations if they wanted them. The mayor's schedule allows for a meeting in early November, 5, 6, or 7. 6 happens to be election day.
And might I interject real quick?
The
7th might be taken because we're having to move our regular session from election day because this room is going to be used to the 7th.
Somebody better tell David.
I spoke to him last night and I talked to him earlier today as well.
Okay.
So.
but the 5th is the
5th one's a good day.
Yes, but this room will not be available just in case.
Sure. Reach out to the double P. But my thought is the double P, that's whoever made that suggestion, that's a good idea. It's not that far away from for the central business. You know, let's face it, we have a central business district in this town. I mean, and that's where the majority of our business is done. But if the double P would do it, that would be good because it would give them some spillover business afterwards.
If they can't do it, then...
What about the pizza house? We renovated that. It's like...
It's half a block from where I live.
I know. It's like 7.
The homeless shelter has a room for you.
Well, if outreach is successful, you know, I expect 50, 60 people there.
I would, yeah, and one of the things we have to do in this thing is ensure that this doesn't become a, I mean, we've got to make sure that the whole business community is aware of this. I mean, I
great suggestion, but how do you get that out? Maybe one other suggestion to replace is BBC.
Busy Breakfast Club?
They're closed.
Well, no.
Yeah, after 2 o'clock.
They closed down at 2 o'clock. Don't do that.
Because, you know, when we had that first meeting of Better Busy for the first couple of meetings, we had 80, 90 people show up, business people show up for that. Not necessarily that that would happen again, but we had a big.
What meeting was that?
This was for Better Busy, Discover Busy.
Oh, yeah, the Destination Busy, whatever it was called.
It's called Better Busy.
But that's, but we used to, that was at the conference.
No, no, before that. The initial organizing meeting for that was 80 or 90 people.
Right, it was a lot, right?
I don't know, upstairs, and it's, I have no.
At this point, you're looking at Senior Center and 14.
Because we were meeting in the blue room after that, and that's not that.
So I'll try the other thing, and then I'll try the BBC.
Boys and Girls Club. Or the Senior Center.
No.
No.
No, too far out. We want something more.
Something more that's accessible to all businesses.
We could just do it here.
Yeah.
We would like to see people know exactly where the place is.
Exactly what?
Exactly where the place is and want to go there.
Yeah, I agree.
The Senior Center is used for all the political discussions and things.
Join the crowd. I was in once for a flu shot, and that was it. I mean, you know, I have no desire to walk through the doors. I mean, it makes make me feel ancient.
So how will we get this word out, and we'll have that much time?
Doesn't the city have a list of business licenses, and can we send a postcard to everybody, or, I mean, snail mail?
But David doesn't have any room on his schedule to follow me, because this is.
I certainly.
This is awful short.
I'm fully, I'm sitting here and saying November 5th, 6th is too fast.
Well, the 6th is not going to work, so.
Too fast.
That week is not good.
Well, look, as you all may know, David's schedule vacillates upon fires and emergencies.
Well, the 12th is Veterans Day, side note.
What is that whole weekend?
13, 14, 15, what are those days? What are the days? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
For meetings.
Because, Andy, would you contact the mayor and ask him if he's available, what is it, the 14th, 15th, 16th, you know?
That's side note, right?
No, not the.
Well, 13, 14, 15th is, the 13th is the second Tuesday, not the first or third. When is the city council meeting?
First and third.
First and third?
Wednesday.
So this is the 13th is the second Wednesday in November, so you have Wednesday, the 13th, or Tuesday, the 13th. Tuesday, the 13th, Wednesday, the 14th, or Thursday, the 15th.
Or Monday.
Monday is a holiday.
Perfect. It's Veterans Day. That's not a holiday.
Thanks, of course.
I work in healthcare, it's not a holiday.
So we're going to have 13, 14, or 15 in November.
Right. I'll reach out to the team, or the city, or the 6th of each other, too.
See if they're interested.
6th is anything, do that ask, how do you get a hold of them all?
Is there a list, Ashley might know, if there's a list that we can print labels, mailing labels off of for the businesses, for businesses?
I know we've provided things in the past. I'd have to check on that. I don't know if they can just pull the businesses or not, but I'm sure we could do something.
I think I learned my lesson from the Kimball Landing thing. We don't send letters, we've got to broadcast that everyone in the business community is welcome. Fred, the wire could be one source of broadcast, because you probably.
Yeah, but.
Is it pretty limited?
I suspect that the Herald Review and the Observer would put a notification in.
Put a notification in, and I'd be willing to do leaflets for the businesses in Warren and San Jose, couple.
Help me with wine. I mean, I can help you in this area.
There's, the problem is our personal businesses that are home-based, that have got business licenses.
Well, that's why.
Well, we put out business community and put it, you know.
That's why.
Well, I know, that's why we're providing.
Kathy, we'll also ask the both newspapers. If necessary, we'll buy ads. I mean, I'll pop, you know, I just don't want to have another session which happened with the Kimber Lanning thing. I want to make sure the word is totally out.
I mean, if you mail it to the business, the license, the address on the business license.
That's the one I'm doing. Party approached.
Ashley, what about the people that are on the notification for agendas on their computers? Because it involves the mayor, can you go out to that as well?
I wouldn't see why. Well, these people signed up just specifically to get the agenda, so I don't know how happy they would be receiving.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We want business people. We don't.
And this is everybody. It's people's personal email.
I mean, it really is here to the business community.
Well, then that's your social media and newspapers.
Maybe, maybe not. Other people use social media.
But you're saying you wanted to bring that book.
You can say that this is a.
It's an invitation to the business.
All business managers.
It's an invitation to that group.
Can I work up a sort of flyer?
Sure.
Send it off. That'd be great.
Yeah. I can take some of my office.
I'll work up the flyer.
I'll take some.
So when I'm working the flyer, the one mayor that was in the businesses, interested in service, that's it.
It's a listening session with the mayor.
A listening and conversation.
And conversation. I like that. I like that.
Drink with the mayor. Toss one down.
No, that probably was on. If it was called drinks with the mayor.
Business session with the mayor. I'll take it.
Drinks with the mayor, I love.
We didn't say it was going to be alcohol.
Drinks on the mayor.
That's just that little participle in there. You can change it around.
So what I'd like to be able to bring back from this conversation with the mayor is I'd like us to get to a point where we're able to say, yay or nay to local first, Kimber, the chamber. If it's just something that it's just a pen and legs.
This becomes a gripe session.
Right.
And we've lost.
Well, I think in your write-up there, you can do the two pieces, which is one, you know, this is an opportunity to have the mayor listen to your concerns, but also come with ideas.
Solutions.
Yeah. And make sure that's in there. So you kind of have a set agenda of two pieces. Because just having a bitch session is not going to be polite or fun or nice. And you need to let people know that this is more than that. We want you to come with some ideas as well. What if you have a major concern, what are you and your colleagues talking about that might address it? And I don't know the words for that, but make it a kind of a double agenda.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea. I think maybe you can get a sense of the comments and stuff like that, and then maybe gear the discussion, if you can, toward exploring your local first thing or some other business organization or something, see if they have any. I don't want us to be in a position of trying to.
No, but we're not. But I do think
forming a business.
You could do something like, what are your concerns and exploring ideas on or something. But I think you need to let people know. Coming to just complain isn't
no,
the purpose.
No, that's not. I don't think that's what we need.
And you need to stick that in the text clearly.
This meeting and say, okay, this is what we got from everybody. And maybe that conversation is, you know, perhaps we do need a open first, or perhaps we do need a change.
Yeah.
That's the name. That who knows, but at least it would drive the conversation to a destination instead of just.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Just have that second piece in there.
Yeah. Well, maybe out of this, as people go along, they'll see that there's a need for some kind of representation, business representation, that they don't have now. That's what my hope is. It's nothing really more than maybe coming recognition by some business people that, yeah, they don't have a voice, they don't have any kind of unified voice.
Right.
And the mayor's willing to listen to them, but he can't listen to 300 businesses individually.
So if there wasn't, you know, 12 of them there, 18 of them said, why don't we have a chair?
Yeah.
I mean, you need a chair.
I don't think that's.
Or they want to.
First, yeah.
I said, some people probably want to know what local first is.
There's ignorance of what local first is. And we're making some assumptions about local first and how Indian some business people might be.
But they kind of come in and go out, come in and go out.
Well, she's got a person.
I know, but what happened to that thing where they're comparing Ace to Home Depot?
I don't know.
I had a bet
on the table, which is more important.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a nickel bet on the table.
But you know, really, that was pretty cool, but I've never seen it. Yeah.
I want to see that study of prices in Safeway.
Uh-huh.
I want to win the medal.
The early reception at Central School. A lot of people came out for that.
Yeah.
But I would try to bring some kind of conclusion in there that this isn't just a complaint session.
Right. Right. No,
this is not a gripe session.
The meeting is, yes, it's not being there.
If you want, I can sit with you up there. If
great.
You get a nonprofit and a for-profit.
Sure.
Make two different personalities.
Sure. I don't want this to be about our business.
Yeah.
So I'm not
sure.
That'll be good not having a new building
now.
Yeah, and the busy bread discover double P are very unusual sites.
I'll talk to you.
Do you know them?
No,
but
What time
are
we on? Okay. After 5? Yeah, I think.
After 5:30,
at least,
because some people can get there.
Okay. Well, maybe 6-ish, cocktail hour.
I don't know, maybe 5:30, because a lot of people are going to go home,
5:30,
and then they won't leave again. I think 5:30.
There's not going to be a cocktail hour at least for breakfast.
I'll
be there.
Can I come in some beer?
But I think
drinks with the mayor.
Right.
There we go.
I think having a museum with you might help ease some pain.
Okay. Can you also, when you write it, maybe say that the mayor's interested in learning how we can work more effectively together, the city and the mayor, make a positive,
very good idea.
Rather than bring your concerns and problems.
Very good idea.
I'm not sure there'll be issue an invitation to all council people.
Issue an invitation to?
To all council people.
Yeah.
Although it's for the mayor,
Yeah, but it's important for the council members to hear the new council stuff. Yeah. Well, the new council people
will.
Oh, they won't.
No, they won't.
Yeah. Okay, this is shaping up. This is good.
That was perfect.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Perfect.
I think she's still like Prince of the Mayor.
I do too.
Well, we're under by day.
See, that's a little perfect. With, on, for.
Let's move on. Rob, you've got the ball? Got it.
Just let me know what you want me to do now.
Okay. I want to move on next to our roundtable discussion of current events. What 5 weekends are going?
Oh,
there's
a lot of stuff going on. November's always a really busy month. But Plein Air just finished last week, which was really good. Disney 1000 is this week. Cyclone is the second weekend in November. The Cyclone Music Festival. And Oliveri
gotta come to the other side of the pit every now and then.
And then the Festival of Lights and Small Town Holiday and blah, blah, blah. That's the Festival of Lights. Thanksgiving weekend. Small Town Holiday is Saturday.
Is Brass happening?
Brass is up.
The 22nd, I'm a Gladiator.
Yeah. I mean, there's
a lot.
So the next 1, 2, 3, 4 weekends, I have something maybe going on. And then there's a break, and then there's Thanksgiving.
You're
booking
up.
And we'll
be good for business.
Are you pretty booked up?
Sure. Yeah.
Which is hotels always know ahead of time.
You starting to feel people coming into your place?
Yeah, we're booked for most weekends.
Good.
For our rooms, so.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I am, weekdays are real well.
I think it's a pretty good attendance too. I have to compare it to last year, but I was sort of like, ooh, is this a lot better than what we had last?
This month is looking good, we're way ahead of last year this month.
Good.
The last couple of years have been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because of the president.
Yeah, the president, okay.
That's what he said.
He's gonna take credit for Bisbee or something, why not? Why not?
So, I'm gonna, mock something up and send it to Nami to send it to you about what I think the direction of the committee should be. I'm gonna be resigning from the committee by the end of the year, probably after the winter, if you can get some of that material. But, I just wanna put my two cents in there of where the committee should, you know, figure out in here for four, almost 5 years. And the new, mayor, the second term, the new council meeting, and other people.
Good. Well, we hate to see you go, but, you know, enough's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other comments about what's going on?
Words are banging against the wall.
I had two things, one was, the opportunity zone. We had talked briefly about this, the importance, it cannot be underscored for Bisbee, old Bisbee to get in that opportunity zone, because.
Yeah.
Can't.
It's that, do see, marked off the opportunity zone, I think 38 of them in Arizona.
Can't be.
Based on census tracts for that, you know.
Okay.
So, and you can see, there it is right there, this is the Arizona street coming out the, Purdy Lane, everything below that, Purdy Lane over, old Bisbee down here, Santa Fe down here.
So our real question is, can we, who do we see to get an expansion of the opportunity zones into old Bisbee?
Doug Bisbee, Bisbee's office is the one that, yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder who the.
Who did it?
I have someone I can call, I'm gonna make a couple of phone calls, let me see what I can do. And I may strike out totally, but there's a person somewhere in that bureaucracy.
Somebody created.
Somebody created.
Yeah.
And then there's gotta be some kind of appeal authority.
You might, if your person doesn't know, call Howard Fisher, he's a reporter for Capital Times. He's the one that writes all that stuff, all the stories about, all of this stuff, and he has stories about, and Dixie did this in March or something after the Trump administration put it, put it out there, and all the states, the forward-looking states kind of jumped on it, and somehow Arizona jumped on it too.
Well, I think from the perspective of, if we wanna get startups to Bisbee, they're gonna wanna go to old Bisbee, and it would be such a shame not to have that benefit, because it's something that, for my work, my company is based in old Bisbee, and I can't get investment from my friends to come to old Bisbee. They'd have to go out to Warren, and I don't think they're gonna wanna do that. So, it's just a lost opportunity if it's not possible. It might not be possible, it might just be too wealthy.
Politically.
Or politically, I know there's a lot of anti-old Bisbee sentiment.
It's not bad at the state level. It is based on, this Bisbee is in this particular census zone, and that's how they determine what's low income.
Yeah. And, so the second thing for me is, I know there's been some talk about trying to understand when I'm here, when I'm not here. I have been traveling a lot more than I anticipated. So I'm coming up on my first year.
The airline's looking.
The airline's looking. I just got my gold star.
Thank you very much.
We heard the train. The train. So, you know, I take this very seriously. I'm trying to make sure that I can give it what it needs. And I'm going to be traveling some more over the next few months too. So I don't know exactly how best to be helpful and to be a part of this, but just want to let you guys know that I do take it very seriously. And I'm thinking through how to balance that with my not being here. And I know that remotely it's difficult because I can't always hear.
Yeah,
and so I'm just trying to think through that. We want to let everyone know where my head's at, but I think that my experience has been great, it's just I'm not here as much.
I won't be here for November. You just told them about that you were going to stay. You know, for the
IBIS meeting. The IBIS meeting.
It's going to say, wow.
I'll skip with him earlier. Is it a different week? Is it the fourth week in November, or is it the third week?
Because see, fourth Wednesday is always going to be...
Third Wednesday.
When the third Wednesday?
Third Wednesday in the...
Go away. I need to talk to him.
No, we can just...
Will you be here for that meeting with the business community? No?
No, I'm scheduled to be in New York.
Okay.
It's just challenging, so I don't know if there's a way for me to find out some of this information remotely, but I know that there's the rules that you have to be here or to get the information.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. I'm trying to think through solutions where I can participate, given that I'm probably going to be gone for December through March, you know, with like intermittent things coming back and forth, but I don't necessarily hit the one time.
But you have a business now domiciled in Bisbee.
Yeah, no, I have, and I probably am the first venture-backed business for Bisbee, Arizona, in its history.
No, actually, Mr. Douglas, when he created the mines, was...
That's true.
He was backed
second.
By, he was backed by the... You should only be so successful.
Yeah. He's a New Yorker original.
Yeah. But the domicile of the business and all the legal documents point to that building on Main Street, which is why this is such a disappointment that, you know, if I, it'd be a shame for me to have to move it to Warren just to get a tax break so that I can get investment into this area when everyone wants to go to Bisbee, Old Bisbee. It's something that I'm trying to think through.
Guys, we probably are not going to have a meeting in November. It's the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was following, like
it's
when
the
I'm
third gonna, Wednesday of the month.
But I think they moved it to the fourth.
No, the fourth.
Well, I thought it was on the 28th.
It's the, yeah.
They didn't move it to the 12th.
Yeah, it was the 28th. Originally scheduled.
That conflicts with Terry's meeting.
I'm still going to ask.
So, do we...
I think if we have it on the 28th, what we'll do... We were going to want to discuss what we saw on either the 13th, 14th, or 15th of November. We're really going to want to hash that out. So I think we will have our meeting on the 28th of November. And then that will be our central topic. Because that tells us, do we move forward or where are we? You know, how do we make things happen? By the way, I was pleased as the chairman of this little committee that everybody had really focused in on the stuff that Mark Capel brought us and Larry Campbell brought us, because it was obvious. And we all read all those things and we had formed opinions, and that was good. Now, stand for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
All in favor? Oh, I'm sorry.
We did.
And I like to be...
And I will call the mayor tonight and get his calendar. If I do it right.